Thank God. Thank God you came through. I mean, it felt like home, actually. It felt comfortable. I just can't wait to bring my kids home to it.
Welcome back to another episode of On the Ground with Samaritan's Purse. I'm your host, Christy Graham, and you just heard from Josh. His home was destroyed in March when an EF4 tornado tore through his neighborhood in Mississippi. The tornado left communities completely unrecognizable, and many families lost their homes. Samaritan's Purse immediately mobilized our disaster relief equipment to help meet emergency needs. More than 1,100 volunteers cleared debris, removed downed trees, and tarped roofs to help over 400 families recover from the devastating storms. And more importantly, 46 men and women came to know Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior. And months have passed since these tornadoes hit Mississippi, but Samaritan's Purse is still at work. And one thing our teams find after so many disasters is that oftentimes the storms that we're responding to as a ministry, it's not the only storm going on in their life. And that was the case for Josh and his family. In February, just a month before the storm hit, their house was burned down in a tragic fire. Gabby, one of our podcast correspondents, was able to talk to him on the ground.
This year's been a really tough year, hasn't it?
It has. On February 18th was a father and daughter dance. And that morning we got up, we had breakfast and everything, had clothes in the dryer. My boy got hollering, "Hey, I smell something. Smell like something burning." And I told him, I said, "No, probably somebody outside," because a lot of people around like burn leaves and stuff.
Yeah.
When I got to smelling, I got thinking, boy, I think I left the oven on. I got up and looked, the whole entire kitchen and laundry room then caught up, started burning. Wow. And my whole entire house burned down on February 18th.
Wow, the whole house.
Whole thing. Mm. We stayed with my friend for a while, back and forth with him to a hotel. Until I was able to get a house. And when I got a house, we moved in Monday. Then that following Friday, the same week, the tornado took it out.
I can't imagine how heartbreaking this was for Josh and his family. Right when their life was starting to feel normal again, they lost everything for a second time. Gabby asked Josh what it was like as a father to experience this, but also take care of his children while grieving.
It's pretty much traumatizing because I've never dealt with nothing like that. When I got there, everything just felt unreal. Like it wouldn't, it's, I don't know, it's like unimaginable. It's like shocking pretty much.
Yeah. What do you do in that moment? Like what were some of the things running through your head?
It's heartbreaking mainly because you want to do everything you can for them. I put them before me. And right then, at that moment, I knew there was nothing I could do.
As I heard Josh's story, I was so thankful that Samaritan's Purse was able to take this burden off Josh by giving him a brand new home. Samaritan's Purse established a mobile home replacement program for those who've lost everything. These homes are built to a higher standard with a variety of safety and durability upgrades. I sat down with Luther Harrison, who is the Vice President of North American Ministries at Samaritan's Purse, and he leads our disaster relief and rebuild teams, and he talked about our work in Mississippi and how Samaritan's Purse is helping Josh and other families. First, I asked Luther to share more about what happened in March when the storm swept through.
In the last two weeks of March, mm-hmm. you had Rolling Fork, Silver mm-hmm. City, Amory, and Mississippi were just hit hard. Rolling Fork and Silver City, it did not discriminate who it hit. It hit every home pretty much and the entire business district. And I mean, there was no church even in those areas to use as our host church. So wow. We had to go about 30 minutes up the road to a church that allowed us to use their facility for our base, for our volunteers. And a lot of the residents there were from mobile homes that were destroyed. And that's when Franklin Graham said, let's see if we can find a quality mobile home that we can get these families back into. I mean, it's like, this is what God has called us to do. You know, like Galatians 6:9, let us not grow weary in doing the work that God has called us to do and good works. But in due season, you know, we will reap if we continue to do the work. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we've got Christ in our heart, so we've got to be intentional about going forward to these families that if no one else is reaching out to them, mm-hmm. where are they going to go? Are they going to move out of town and there goes their livelihood for the community and the businesses? Mm-hmm. So it's coming alongside these folks and blessing them with this free home.
As Luther said, these homes are a gift, and they're given to each homeowner with no strings attached. It's a way to truly show God's love to these families. And as some of them saw their homes for the first time, they were overwhelmed.
What do you think?
Girl, it's beautiful. I love it, Gabby. They did this. And you know that's blessed.
Yes.
How we doing? Y'all did wonderful. Oh, I love it.
Next, I want you to hear from April, a beneficiary service coordinator for North American Ministries. She has gotten the chance to share the good news with these families. She gets to call them and let them know that they've been approved for a new home. When I talked to her about what it was like to be in this role, the joy truly radiated from her. I know you've been able to personally call and talk to families, as you mentioned. People apply for this. They go through the application process not knowing if they're going to be selected. So you get to be that person that calls them, tells them the great news that they have been accepted and they're receiving a home. So can you tell me, what is it like to call somebody? I can't imagine giving someone such great news.
Oh, my goodness. It's incredible. There are many times that tears are just flowing, that there's laughter. Many times we get to pray and rejoice with them and praise God. We get to pray with them through the process, letting them know that the Lord sees them and that they are not forgotten. But when we get to call them and tell them of this gift, mm-hmm. and compare that to a very small gift in comparison to the gift of life in Christ, it's just amazing. There's nothing like getting to call someone and say, the Lord has blessed you with this new home. And that, yes, Samaritan's Purse might be the hands and feet of Jesus, but it's God who has given you this home.
That's incredible. And I know, you know, it's a long process from when they get the call, they know they're getting a home, to actually moving in. I mean, it sounds like you get to really build a relationship with these families because you kind of walk with them through this whole process. Is that right?
Yes. The very first call I got to make actually has been several months ago, I guess, now. I actually got the notification that one of our homeowners, he was approved, and I got the notification after work hours, so I just had to call him anyway. It might have been a Thursday or Friday night. I just remember being at home and seeing it and calling because I just couldn't wait to rejoice with him. And he has small children, and in fact, he was caring for someone he loved very much with cancer, and she recently just passed this week. And with that, I was able to walk with him and pray with him and build that relationship with him. And then when we received the email of the passing of his girlfriend, we were able to call and just be there to love on him and just cry with him. And just let him know that he's not forgotten, and that just because he did get a home, we're still here for him, and we're still here to come up under him and support him and show him the love of Christ. And that's an incredible relationship to be able to have and to be blessed to be a part of.
And, you know, many of these people, I mean, what would happen if they didn't receive a home? What would happen if this gift wasn't given to them?
Oh, my goodness. I can't even imagine. For some of them, for several months now, some have had to come up with the money to live in hotels all this time. You're just not home. You're not settled, and there's not a place of security and rest for you. Rent is sky high right now, and then, of course, there's the lack of rental at times like this, because everyone needs a home. So ultimately, you know, people are frantic. They are wondering if they're facing homelessness and what's going to happen to them.
It's just devastating, and this is why I'm so thankful that you can tell us, because, you know, we can read or hear about it, but for someone that's walked through it with families and knows the depths of the struggle, is helpful for us to pray. You know, you told us already of one of your first calls, but can you tell me another story of a family that really was impacted by this program and maybe you got to see, you know, finally move into a home? So tell me about that whole process.
Yeah, there is a young single father in Mississippi with two children. And at the very beginning of the year, this father and his two children, their home burned down. And so the children had that trauma. The father's, you know, wondering how to provide for his children. They did get to move into another home. But as soon as they moved into another home, the tornado came almost immediately and took that home. So they lost two homes in a year. And just hearing his story when we did the application and talking to him and just, you know, praying with him that this would be the avenue. And I always let people know, even if it's not Samaritan's Purse, God has a plan for you. We can't see it yet, but he has a plan. But thankfully, it was Samaritan's Purse that was able to give this home. and love on them. And then when Franklin went to Mississippi to do the first dedication of the home, I got to witness via video them walking through and seeing the home and watching this father's little girl walk through the hallways and his son walk into this home and know that they're going to have a place that is brand new, that is theirs, and that is security for them, and that they can see that the Lord gave them this. I always just go back to that. I can't say it enough because it's only because of Jesus. And it's just such a tangible way of seeing his love. And it just flows out of my heart. I just can't get over that.
That is so incredible. Thank you so much for sharing that. Tell me about the homes and why they're different and how, you know, I love the way that Samaritan's Purse, you know, we want to do quality work so that we can build the opportunity to share the gospel.
These homes, even though they have been manufactured fresh off the line for these people, they are built to withstand an EF3. Mm-hmm. And they also are anchored down quite a bit more than the typical home. These homeowners also get brand new furniture and brand new appliances, so they don't have to worry about trying to scrounge around and gather up things that they may not can afford. Their home is ready for them to feel completely at home and to feel cared for and provided for. Mm-hmm. It both in safety, comfort, the needs that they have just to be able to wash their clothes, wash their dishes, lay their head down at night in a comfortable way. So all of that is just such a beautiful expression of love for them.
I know. I love that. You know, we want to give our best, you know, and, you know, they say the quality of our work is a platform for our witness. We want to do things with excellence. This is a little bit of a tangible way to show you God gave us his best and loves us and pursues us. But I also say the quality of our, you know, people is the platform for our witness, because I know, as you mentioned, you get to walk alongside them, but we have volunteers that come in and really get to know and love these homeowners. But then we also partner with local church, you know, and we want them to know that they have the church with them long term. To ride out the storms of life. Is there anything else that you want to share, or how you've seen God, you know, work specifically? I know we're all over the country, but in Mississippi, this is what we're talking about, the homes that have been dedicated. Is there anything else that you want to share?
Oh, my goodness. So many people stand out. Just the stories, just to kind of paint a picture. You know, before I worked in this area, I would see, you know, storms on TV or fear if they came around my home. But when we have literally talked to the people and heard their stories, like they've literally been picked up out of their homes and flung out of their homes, you know, maybe thrown up against objects, had broken bones because of this. You know, some of them have those type of stories. Some have stories where all they could do is cover themselves really quick with a mattress and just pray. When we really get to hear what the horror is of living through one of those storms, and then how God even uses that storm for his purpose, because of this storm, so many people have come to know him. So many people have tasted and seen his love and his provision, even though so much was lost, how he restores. And it's a picture of how our souls are so lost, but yet he comes with his gift of life and his gift of eternity because of the blood sacrifice he made for us that we couldn't pay for ourselves. And he gives us life. And so even though this devastation and destruction has come, life forever now has come too, because people have come to know him as their savior. And so I often tell the people on the phone, these storms are horrible and I don't want to take lightly what you've gone through, but because of this, now there's chances for life forevermore that may not have been without the storm. So just like our Samaritan's Purse logo with the cross and the circle is Jesus in the center of our storm, I just love how that overflows to everything, and that because, yes, storms come in our life, that that's where we get to see the power and love of Jesus coming to our rescue.
I love how April connected this to the logo of Samaritan's Purse. I don't think I'll ever see the logo the same again. I'm now going to picture the cross in the middle of a storm. And that is what Samaritan's Purse does. We go to the storms of life to bring physical hope, but always to share the gospel of Jesus Christ. And so the cross goes with us wherever we go. And as we go to families that are hurting like these, that are in limbo after a storm, I love the way our staff encourages them and gives them hope in the midst of this chaos. And I love how April, you know, she's so excited. She loves her job. And even late after hours, she wants to make these calls because she can't wait to rejoice with them. April wants to call these families right away because they're so overwhelmed and they're unable to believe that Samaritan's Purse is going to give them a brand new home with no mortgage or hidden costs. And we know these families have been living in turmoil after the storm. Most of them have lived with family or friends. They've lived in hotels, and they've been on the move. And so there's urgency to get into their homes. And Luther tells us about this perspective.
Well, basically, when the tornado hits, if they did not have an advance notice, they come out of that home with only the clothes on their back. Mm-hmm. Everything they've had, and that includes the children, they've lost everything from their rooms. And it's scattered. It's covered in debris, it's covered in rainwater and just soaked. Mm-hmm. You're in transition while you're waiting on the homes. That's where you can just see Franklin Graham's urgency. We've got to get them back into a home quickly. Mm-hmm. And whatever we can do to get them back into their home. So that's where we've got to come in with that, the message that we have, and show them that God loves them. He's not forgotten them. And then we're there to minister to their needs.
Mm-hmm. I can't even imagine. I mean, I've moved many times, and there's been times where, 2 months we had to wait, but we knew where we were going,
right.
You know, and we had a safe place to live. And I can't imagine having lost everything and even explain to your kids, we don't know when we're going to get in. You know,
right.
Just that unknown must be scary. As I shared with Luther, I know what it's like to move a lot. I grew up as an Army brat moving every few years. And then I married Edward, who was in the Army for 16 years. And although our moves were always planned and organized, they were still hard. And so my heart goes out to these families whose lives were uprooted. You know, they didn't plan or choose to move. This disaster came upon them unexpectedly. And so they didn't have the luxury of knowing where they were headed. They lost everything in an instant, and they were faced with so many unknowns. That's why I love this program. We're able to remove the burden from these fathers and mothers and provide a mobile home completely free of charge. And we also get them move-in ready. Each home comes fully furnished with kitchen, living room, and bedroom sets, so these families can literally walk right in and resume normal life. Some families have already moved in, and others are eagerly awaiting this next step.
We have 38 families that have been approved for the homes, and we have 9 of those homes that are now sitting on the lot where the homeowner will live, and we have our licensed installers from the state of Mississippi there putting them in, hooking the electric up, the water up, the plumbing, air conditioning system, tying them down and leveling them, so I'm putting skirting around them. So making it a nice home, and then you have to add the porches to it as well, and some of the folks require handicap ramps so they can get a wheelchair or crutches up and down the ramp. So it's just, it gives us ministry opportunities. Remember on that parable of the Samaritan when he said, I'll be back. And that's when, if there's anything else owed, but that's where we see God show us the families that really need help. And we're able to just bless them. And, you know, it's not about us doing it. It's a gift from the Lord. Everything we have, we're just being God's hands and feet to go out and represent him.
And they're beautiful homes. I mean,
they are.
You walked through them. I've just seen them, but they're beautiful. But I love how you talked about how we wanted them to be safe. I mean, obviously, there's trauma having been through a storm. We've talked to many of these families
Correct.
That are traumatized. They're going to forever be fearful. But to be able to say, this is as safe as it can get, it just makes me think of that parable of building, you know, the foundation. It needs to be on a rock. You know, not in the sand. And so if you build on a sand, you know, when the storms come, you have nothing to stand on. And that parable is about Christ, which I love how this home models, you know, what Jesus did for us and how he is our rock and our anchor. And like you said, we never do it without the local church.
That's right.
We want someone local that's going to be there long term to help disciple, teach them about Jesus, the foundation of Christ. Luther has had the privilege of giving families the keys to brand new homes all across the country. And he shared that this privilege never gets old. And even more than that, he shared how this is such a picture of the gospel.
You watch this, and I mean, you just watch them. It's a joy. It's like, wow, you know, what a blessing it is to give something away like this. And they just take it. They're appreciative. I mean, they're thankful for years. And we've seen other people, you know, just now, if you're in the area, there's an empty bedroom here. It's all yours. You come and stay with us. So they become your family. They become your friends for life. But when you go up on and have that dedication and have the ribbon cutting, as we call it, and mm-hmm. present them with an invoice of what their home would have cost and mm-hmm. stamped with that big red stamp saying paid in full. And then, as one of our construction supers said it best when he was presenting the keys, you see these keys, it has different grooves. There's high ones, there's low ones. It's just, this is your journey of life. Mm-hmm. There's going to be high mountaintop experiences, there's going to be valley experiences, but when that key goes into that lock, it flips every tumbler to open mm-hmm. the door to your new home. And just to say, this is your home, then no one else has got a right to it, and mm-hmm. you don't owe anything for it. And that is a true gift that I think we do this just because Christ has compelled us to go and to share. Why do we do this? And that opens the perfect door to share our message of what God did on the cross mm-hmm. by sending his son Jesus Christ to pay a debt for each and every one of us. And we're paying that debt of their home for them so mm-hmm. that hopefully they realize the importance of this is a temporary home, that one day they'll have to choose where they're going to spend eternity. Mm-hmm. And we want them to be able to stay in the presence of the Lord, accept him as their Lord and Savior.
I love how this project mirrors the gospel. Samaritan's Purse pays the debt on their homes in full, just like Jesus paid our debt on the cross. And our prayer is that these families accept Jesus Christ as their Savior because of this project. And already, lives have been changed in Mississippi. We want to remind families that there is hope after the storm. Now I want to go back to Josh's story. After losing homes to both a house fire and a tornado, he had every reason to become bitter and angry. And he shared how he's seen God at work in these trials. And on the day of his home dedication, several of our team members got the chance to have a conversation with Josh about God's provision and what it means to him. I wanted you to hear a portion of what they talked about.
Throughout this whole,
yeah. I have. I mean, I've been saved. I've been baptized. I went through everything of it. I mean, I know where I'm at with the Lord, and I know where I stand. So I know he provides no matter what. He kept me and my kids safe and kept my brother and his family safe.
What was your reaction when you heard you'd been approved?
Oh, I was 9 o'clock at night. I was sleeping. He called me and goes, man, I finna help you get a good night rest. I said, well, I was working on it. He said, well, Mr. Hatcher, I'm gonna tell you, you've been approved for a brand new home. I didn't sleep no more that night.
You're too excited?
Yeah, I had to get up at 3:30 the next morning to go to work, and I didn't sleep none.
How did your kids react to the news when they found out?
Oh, I didn't tell nobody yet. I told them first. Oh, they were screaming. They was happy. They was excited.
So what was your reaction when you walked in here today?
Thank God. Thank God you came through. I mean, it felt like home, actually. It felt comfortable. I just can't wait to bring my kids home to it. I feel grateful, man. I feel blessed that y'all done it. It's an amazing feeling to have a home. It's perfect to have. I mean, my kids are going to love it, and I'm going to love it. It's going to be a forever home.
As I shared earlier, these new homes are such a tangible representation of the gospel. And I pray that each family who receives the keys will understand the magnitude of God's love for them. And that is why our teams go and serve. Just as Jesus modeled, you know, he didn't come to be served, but to serve. Our teams and the churches that we partner with, they love people in the midst of the storm. Many families have already moved into their new homes, and others will receive their home in the coming days and weeks. Please join me in praying for these families as they settle in, as the churches and the communities love them. I pray that they'll continue to know how God loves them and has been with them in this storm. I want to close with this scripture because I've watched our teams show and model God's love in the midst of a storm. Psalm 46, 1-2 says, God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Therefore, we will not fear, though the earth gives way, though the mountains be moved into the heart of the sea. And so I love that we can go after these storms, this devastation, these natural disasters, and show that God is a refuge and a strength. He is very present in help in times of trouble. Thank you again for listening. If you were listening to this episode and you wondered how you could get involved, I encourage you to go to our website, samaritanspurse.org, to learn more. There are so many ways that you can get involved with these awesome projects. Thanks again for tuning in. God bless you.